Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And we welcome you all to our show. Today, we are discussing the facts and fallacies of twin soul relationships and taking your calls for readings. So several of you in the queue today, and we want to let you know that we will be getting to your calls about 15 to 20 minutes into the show. So we ask that you hold your place in the queue so that we may take callers in the order that they are received. Everyone in the queue currently will be getting a reading. So if you're patient, you will be rewarded. What can we tell people today? Oh, follow us, right? We like people to follow us. And you may do so by clicking on the follow. What's the button on Blog Talk Radio? Follow show or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. But you can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio, as well as join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Neil and I have two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic, which is a fan page. Please do like that page. And you may follow us on Neil and Kristen Baker. You may also send us a friend request, which we like because we make invites or events for the radio show, and thereby we can invite you to the show. So 562-596-7818 is the number to call if you have additional questions beyond what the show can accommodate. And for our callers today, those of you who haven't called, 914-338-0164. So Neil and I wrote an article in, I think it was January, about the mystical union between twin souls. And I don't think we've ever really gotten into discussing that article on the radio show. We're going to be kind of doing that today, Neil. We have discussed twin souls on the show in past shows, but not really probably in the depth that we're going to be doing in the next day or two.
People can read that article.
The website is innersoulcafe.com, and you can find our author page there, Neil and Kristen Baker. And it's very easy to find. Just put Mystical Union Twin Souls, Neil, Kristen, in your search engine, and you should come up with it. Also, it's linked under both of our Blog Talk or our Facebook profiles. So we're going to be getting into more detail today than we have in the past.
Yes, we certainly are. Oh, well, in the amount of time we've got. I mean, we're talking about twin souls.
And it's going to be a continuum. We're not going to probably have time for everything today because we will start taking your calls in approximately 20 minutes. So hang in there, everybody.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been reviewing some of these recent articles, more of the popular articles about what twin souls are, and people suggesting it's about a real deep connection and love at first sight.
Right, and all the characteristics defining the twin soul union, you know, what the feelings are that you're going to have. And essentially the definitions for the twin soul relationships are based on very subjective realities and a lot of times very contradictory. Now, some of these aspects can be very true and that they can apply to a twin soul relationship, but they really fall short of a true definition of what a twin soul relationship is.
Well, I think it's the clothing. It's like trying to define somebody by their clothing or their fashion. It's the fashion to define twin souls, this idea of twin souls as having these certain characteristics that you just know it or you just feel it and you complete each other's thoughts and this kind of thing. And we can go on and on about the characteristics of what is the popular trend or the popular definition of what twin souls are. And I'm not suggesting that people who base these things aren't also looking at some of the origins of what they've discovered are basically the characteristics of having twin soul connection. But the twin soul connection isn't something that doesn't even originate on our planet. It is not has not, the idea itself has nothing to do with the planetary activities, insofar that they would suggest a deliberate and dramatic and even complex union between two people. That's more like a soulmate connection. And even there, the words are somewhat impaired by their concrete definition, the lack of their concrete definition.
So in a lot of the material that I've looked at on the internet, there's statements that say you won't meet your twin soul until, you know, or the twin soul that you meet, you don't have karma with, because essentially you went through all your incarnations and this is your final incarnation together, and you're not going to have karma with this twin soul. Not true. What is true is that the twin soul started out as a single soul in the astral realm, and there was karma in the astral realm, a malfunction in the soul, which caused the soul to split and incarnate as two separate entities. And in fact, if you have a twin soul, there are many incarnations, and there's not only karma from the astral realm, but you can create karma with that twin soul on the earth plane.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, as far as we know from biblical text, the world was created for many reasons, one of which was the creation of humankind, which almost automatically merged into a division of energy between the male and female psyche. So we have this split between the male and female psyche. And then we equate that the joining of the male and female psyches together are going to have some sense of similarity and love and romance and friendship and intimacy, sexuality, things like that, even spirituality and compatibility. But when we get to the idea of the original concept that human beings were basically androgynous. We were basically of one kind. I mean, we can go back to the idea even of Plato's Symposium, where he presented the almost surreal attitude that a man or a woman, whatever you want to call it, and in the androgynous state was basically a creature that had four legs, four arms. I mean, it gets very surreal if you have the time to look into the Symposium of what constituted a human being and how that split came about. Now, in the attitude of the twin soul or twin flame energy.
But yeah, where did twin flame come from anyway? That's a side topic. But.
Well, twin flame is basically, I mean, it evolves from the, you know, even in the caduceus within the medical energy of the
with
spine.
The caduceus
and
is the serpents.
The two entwining serpents, which is the symbol of the medical realm, going up the spine for totality, total perfection. Because it's the idea that we are, you know, the medical field is basically, they serve both male and female, and in union of the energy. So it's basically they treat the body, mind, and soul, and in that idea that the twin flames is the fire of life. I mean, when we look at the fire of the planet, the internal structure of the earth is actually hotter than the sun. So when we look at the flame and the fire of energy and we talk about twin flame, we're also talking about the idea of two being one, which is the concept of three,
okay,
which gets into the idea of earth, moon, and sun, male, female, and then the union of one energy.
Okay. Well, my terminology is twin soul because it originated from the soul, the astral realms, and the soul split. So anyway, going on.
Yeah, I mean, well, twin soul, twin flame,
you can call
they're just
it you
different
want it.
Concepts of basically the same fabric. But when we get into the idea of what we're looking at in terms of a twin soul or twin flame energy is not only the union of two people, but the union of their respective chakras moving up their bodies, and the union of that, the union of both of their ones, their twos, their
threes,
their fours,
so on and so forth. So the fact is, another misnomer about twin souls is that we share a soul. No, the souls are separate entities, and the union of a twin soul, as you merge with the twin soul and begin your path to transcending the planet, which normally if you're encountering your twin soul on the highest level possible, you're going to be moving into transcendence and detaching from the planet. So there are two separate entities, just like the souls are two separate entities, just like the chakra systems are separate and then merge into one. So it's two become one. And the idea of three, that sacred energy of three.
It's hard enough for us as human beings to have all of our chakra systems working as one total unit, more or less to combine ourselves with another human being, and having the seven chakra systems, now 14 in all, combining as one unit. And that's a very difficult passage, because you're dealing with all of these energies, not even of the body. We're not even talking about the body. We're talking about the soul and the spirit. The chakras aren't in the body. They're in the soul and the spirit, which is encased within the body. So we're not even discussing the physical dynamics of our existence when we talk about twin soul or twin flame. This has nothing to do with the similarities of what two people like to do,
or how connected you feel to that person. Because of course you're going to feel connected to your twin flame, but there are plenty of karmic relationships, soul relationships, even encountering another soul on the astral plane, but not being necessarily twin souls. You can have that kind of intensity in that relationship.
You can have twin psyche. You can have twin personalities. You can have twin likes and dislikes. The twin aspect is actually, when you have twin, you actually have a union of one. So when we talk about this union of one, and we're talking about not just about the finite characteristics of what it is to be a human being, but we're talking about something infinite. And that infinite quality is where the twin flame concept came from. So it's, if you want to know its birth, or if you want to call it the aspect of Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end of eternity, which is a contradiction in and of itself,
right.
but the framework of that circular energy is where the twin flame concept originally came from, because it was birthed from that principle, and that's how two people on the planet meet on that level. And another thing, I know you want to make a point.
No, I'm fine.
But another thing is that twin souls, they don't share the planet like it's their own recreational playground. They're committed to the aspect of enlightenment. And enlightenment, according to the dialogue of the humorous spirits, the idea of something higher that is being brought down to the physicality of the planet to remind us physical beings of what existence is above and beyond. So it's not about, you love the same program, you love the same,
or,
it's nothing to do with that.
And it's not to do with being total opposites, because like I said before, earlier in the show, there are a lot of contradictions about the definitions of what qualifies two individuals to be a twin soul. And that's another one. You know, either you like the same things and you're it's a mirror when you're looking at the other person, or there's people that say that you're complete opposites. Neither applies.
Well, you know, we've gotten so mixed up in this. We're so conditioned by duality, the yin and the yang and the positive and the negative. Even when you say electromagnetic fields, I mean, we're talking about positive and negative energies, mm-hmm. even in terms of number systems. And the, rational number, irrational number, imaginary numbers. When you deal in this terms of these, of this sense of opposite, that is really the foundation of oneness. So when you get to the idea that you are, that what's twin souls are opposites, or they have opposites, they oppose one another.
Or they're the
same. You're not getting to the essence of the oneness. You're defining the oneness as a contrasting energy, which kind of defines what oneness is when it's split. And we know the splitting from the splitting of mitosis, from the splitting of the cells, from the splitting of the atom. We know that great confusion and chaos can occur, and entropy, the breaking down of cells. So we know that there's this actual energy, but in terms of the absolute cosmic consciousness of life, the breaking down is the building is the building. The body breaks down to build up the soul. And that's when the soul overcomes the body and becomes a one energy with the universe.
And the twin soul relationship is far less common than is professed to be by many of the people speaking about twin soul relationships. And to be able to define and identify twin soul relationships, you have to have some kind of connection with the divine. There has to be a communion with higher spirits and entities to be able to be able to diagnose, if you will, a twin soul relationship. There are going to be vibrational energies, which is not subjective, but less concrete than the numerical energies, which no one talks about, the numerical energies between two people who are twin souls.
Sure. I mean, we look at these definitions. Sometimes we get confused because we think of them in terms of Christianity, more or less other religions. Even in the Jewish religion, Bashert is destiny. And you have the Bashertay and Bashertur is the male and female energies of the soulmate. So even in that view of soulmates in terms of Judaism, we have that concept that goes back to ancient times and the union of the energies formulating into one absolute soul under the guise of destiny. So is it our destiny on the planet to formulate and to activate the psyches of two human beings? I mean, we can, on a soul level, not every one of us has to have a soulmate. Or a twin soul. That's not necessary
to transcend the planet
by any means. And for those who suggest that we all have a twin soul, I don't think so.
Rare. It's quite rare.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's by choice or what, but some of us have twin souls and some of us don't. Some of us have, you know, soulmates, some of us don't. It has nothing to do with transcending on the planet. What the idea of transcendence is oneness, your oneness with the cosmos. And whether you do it in a union with somebody or whether you do it in a union with God, solely on a soul basis, it's irrelevant to the aspect of transcendence.
This also brings me to another point, and we've got to take some callers, so we're going to have to continue this on Friday, Neil. But twin flames are another thing that is widespread across the internet, is that twin flames are about a part of the ascension process. And I guess the theory is that people are meeting their twin flames now because we're raising the consciousness. The planet is moving from 3D to fifth dimensional reality. You know, of course, the idea of raising consciousness and contributing to the planet is wonderful, but the idea that the planet is transcending and changing, this is a planet of karma, so it will always be as such. I mean, unless, you know, we're talking about after the rapture or whatever, but it's not, you know, twin flames aren't about necessarily the ascension of the planet. It's just false.
Well, yeah, basically. I mean the term itself, even if you go to the term soulmate, that was, I think it was Coolidge in 1822 that first used the word in the English language, basically speaking. I mean, it might have been, there were references, of course, to it before then, but that's one of the main points of its origin. And so when we get into this aspect of what it is and we try to figure out where the hell did we come from, no pun intended, but where did we come from? Where is the origin of our essence? And if we're talking about essence, we're not even talking about the body. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the soul and the spirit. And the essence of the soul and the spirit comes from that place well beyond the earth, well beyond this planet, which is where you have to start to define the concept of, even in crude terminology, of a twin soul.
Okay, so we better take some callers, but we're going to continue this on Friday, and maybe we can get into some of the basic ideas that we expressed in our article, because, you know, regarding numerology and the twin soul connection, we are writing a book. We're going to be including all of this in that book. So we're not going to be giving away any major secrets, but there are some tricks that you can apply to the number systems to figure out pretty quickly if a twin soul union is even a possibility. But that's for Friday. Okay. Well, we're not going to tell you Friday, but We'll tell you a few things. 828 is our first caller. Hello.
Hello, thank you. Hi, this is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. Where are you calling from?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, and your birth date?
6/6/75.
Okay. And what's your question?
Well, I'm calling about my oldest son. He's 8 years old. And we've had some experiences with him and some unpleasant energy.
Oh, and, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And we've seen some darkness around him at times. And when this occurs, I'll have an experience of being like an asthma type of experience, but I don't have asthma. I just struggle to breathe and I'm coughing.
Okay.
And when we're around him, my partner and I are around him. Sometimes this is a daily thing. Throughout the day, I'll get a headache, or my partner will feel nauseous. There's times that my son.
Vivian, I'm going to stop you really quick because we've got a huge list of callers, so that's probably sufficient information for the moment. But except we want to get your son's birth date. Could we get that, please?
Yes, it's 10/28/2007.
Okay. Thoughts, Neil? 11. Oh, he's 11.
13. You know. It's hard, Vivian, to diagnose, if you will, the true energy of what's going on here. But my take on it is that there's probably an energy in your immediate living environment that is commingling with your son's energy. A lot of, if you will, energies, entities, spirits, they do inhabit location. And they do inhabit structure or within the structure. They're in sort of a parallel dimension, but the two energies sometimes intercept. And so there is that essence that can sometimes occur in the kind of alchemy of energy, in the commingling of energy. And your son is probably a conduit for such things. Also, the son is probably absorbing some negative energies that is happening in the family atmosphere. And I don't know if there's any turmoil or tension in your own interpersonal relationship with any other significant other, but the sun can do this. Also, the sun, there's probably something ancient in the sun's soul. He is a 10/28, and that's an 11, and that brings up the doorway to the darkness. 11s does that can provide a corridor to dark energy, which doesn't always mean something bad, but there is something even enlightening about darkness, because that's where the light shines. So in that respect, there's something that's going on with your child. You know, your child probably needs, this boy probably needs some good, effective attention. It may be, I know, 8 years old, there may be some attitude of, now, you know, he's commanded language, obviously, so to articulate what he's feeling in his dreams, in his drawings, what's going on with him. These are very important things that more or less a sociologist or a psychologist or a therapist can investigate. We're also talking and adding to the dimension the idea that there's something going on with your son that has to do with the ethers, the outer world, and that's probably affecting him, to my estimation. But when you say you see darkness around him, I'm suspecting that you're seeing it maybe with your naked eye. If you're seeing it with your third eye, then that's a whole different experience. If this darkness, quote, darkness, is manifesting and into the physical realm and you're actually seeing it with your naked eye, well, that's a whole different aspect of energy, because that can be shared and studied amongst many people. But if we're looking at something more intricate, and something more subtle. This commands a deeper dialogue, not for the radio, something deeper, Vivian, that has to be examined, questions, answers, stuff like that, investigation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Vivian, thank you. Thank you very much. And for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And if Vivian hasn't already done so, she can join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know, I mean, kids, I was a kid, obviously. And
really?
And
a revelation.
And as a boy, I was exposed to a lot of the dark side of the astral realm. So, you know,
can relate. 443 and 267. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, because currently you don't have your hand raised. 443 and 267. 443. Okay, does want a reading. 443 is next. Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is
You're
Jessica.
Welcome. Hi, Jessica.
I just have a question. So I'm back in the dating world, and I met someone named Jason.
I'm going to stop you right there. What's your location and birth date, please?
September 5th,
1982. Gives us a little bit of time to calculate your location.
Yeah, sure. Maryland.
Maryland. And you're talking about someone named Jason. Do you have a birth date for Jason?
He was born in 1978, I believe, December. It's
still
so relatively fresh. It's fresh.
You don't know the exact.
Nope.
Okay.
November.
No,
December,
November, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Go ahead with your question.
So we were fresh, and I'm wondering if I should act on kind of the last conversation that we had or pursue, I guess, new and different.
No, well, the years,
people?
The years are aligned.
Yeah, explain that.
So, Jessica, if you have your year, 82 on top of 78, years, the first two numbers, 8 and 7, 7, 8, become Jason's year, and the second two numbers become your year, 82. So do you see how that works?
Okay. Yeah.
So
I
there's
do.
Definitely a connection, and we don't have the further details of the birth date, but.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I can tell you, Jessica, is that it's either you or Jason doing a lot of traveling on a subway or using public transportation. Which one of you would be more
prone? He is, for sure.
Okay, so in terms of public transportation, and I'm seeing that Jason uses public transportation, I've got to tell you that there's something definitely concrete about your connection with him, and it's not time to let go. Now, the idea of what it is and how to complete that is a more expanded dialogue than the radio can.
Sure.
But to answer your immediate question, you're not to end this yet. And there's also something to do with a soft drink. I don't know, something to do with a soft drink in a bottle. You know, you take the cap off and you drink out of the bottle a soft drink, like an old Coca-Cola or something. I don't know, there's something to do with soft drinks. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, the only connection I can make with that is he's a grateful alcoholic. I mean, that's the only thing I can do. I can think about with soft drinks. They call them grateful alcoholics. People
I've never heard that
recovering
term.
After 10 years. Yeah, it's a term. It's definitely a
term. Oh, okay. So he's not an alcoholic. That means a recovering alcoholic.
No, that's
alcoholic.
What they call
it. Oh, I thought he was grateful for being an alcoholic.
No, I mean, I'm there, sort of.
Okay, I'll tell you something, Jessica. This is a deep topic. Something's going on.
Yes.
There's obviously some element here that we're connecting to. So, you know, with the subway, with the public transportation and the drinking. So, something. It's heavy stuff. Don't let go of them yet.
Yeah, I feel that. And that's why it's like a new thing. But I kind of think that, and that's why I called. So thank you for answering that.
Hey, thank you so much, Jessica.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay,
take care.
562-596-7818 is the number for more conversation after the show, and our call-in number, 914-338-0164. Okay. Next caller is 864. I am taking callers in the order they are received, so everybody in the queue will be getting a reading. If we have to go over, we will, because we've got several people, but I think we should be all right. 864, hello, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm doing well. So I ran into my twin flame, it was about a year ago, and he's kept up with me since then, but I've had to do a lot of work on myself, and I've moved and I've returned home, and I'm kind of finally getting things into place that had started back then. And there are just a few little blocks, not blocks.
I'm going to stop you because we want to get your name and birth date so we can calculate that energy while you're talking and get right into the reading. What's your name?
Absolutely. My name is Pooja.
P-U-J-A?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And your birth date?
626.
And the year?
85.
We're having a disruption in the sound again. Okay, let's see if Pooja can hear us now. Can you hear us, Pooja?
Yes. I can
hear you. Sorry about that. Okay, callers, if there is a lapse in the sound, please just hang on because sometimes this occurs. I don't know what it is, but it's some lag in the internet service or something or on Blog Talk Radio's end. What's his birth date?
I don't have his birth date. I just know it's in January.
Okay.
What's the question?
Four. So you can go ahead with your question. She's a 37101. Okay.
Yeah, so I ran into him last year, and then I moved a couple of places, but I feel like he's definitely followed me, and he was gung-ho about it, but I wasn't quite sure of him. And when we ran into each other, we smacked into each other. So it wasn't one of those things where it took some time to really see his face, get to feel his energy, get to really realize which one it was, who it was around me who smacked into me. And then I've noticed that he's even been to my hometown. So he keeps he's kind of around and he connects, and sometimes it's on and sometimes it's off. It just depends. But I can feel it very sustained if I can kind of, get towards him or I feel like I need to do something, and I don't know if that's the truth. Maybe it's just going to happen. But I feel good about it. I just was wondering, what you think. And, the possibilities of it. Hello? 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 Can't hear. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay, callers, we are back on air. We apologize for those technical difficulties. I see that we have people coming back. Thank goodness. Let's bring on our private caller. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, hi. Who's this?
This is Akanksha.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Who is this?
Akanksha. We spoke with you.
Yes.
I'm trying to find, A-K-A-N-K-S-H-A, and
yes.
You're calling from India, and your birth
yes.
date is 10/30/1991?
Yes.
How do you spell your name?
Akanksha. I'll give you the spelling later. Let's give her her reading. What's your question, Akanksha?
My question is on a relationship, if you see that coming along sometime soon.
It's phonetic, A-K-A-N-K-A-S-H-A. A relationship. And I'm 3, 4, 14, 24, 6. A relationship.
Oh. Well.
I think that on the last show, you asked about that, right? And there.
No, that was about a career. Career
shift.
Yeah.
Well,
in the last show, I had asked.
Yeah, because I remember we talked about it, and I think you did say there was a relationship coming.
Yeah, there's a relationship coming before October or by October, by your birth date.
I thought that. I thought you said that for my career shift. So.
My what?
I remember that. A change in career. That was the question I had asked last time.
I'm not sure. I'm having a little problem understanding you. You
oh,
when
the
you
question.
Said, uh-huh.
Yes, the question I had asked previously was on a change in career, for which you had told me it was October, post-October.
Yeah, for karma, uh-huh.
Yes.
But the relationship, you see what's happening is that the relationship and the karma are merging together. So the result of a changing karma is also activating the opening up of a relationship. So you're actually going to experience the release of a certain amount of karma interconnected with a relationship coming.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have, it may not happen exactly at the same time, but what we're talking about verbatim is the result of you having been on the planet for 24 physical years, and that's sufficing some aspect of karma. Now, were you in relationship with your mother? Do you live near your mother or anything like that?
Yes, I live with her.
Yeah, with her. Okay, so that...
I don't remember, but she's... Anyway.
I don't remember. I'm getting this like new material. So you live with your mother. That's because I felt her close to you, and I'm dealing with the reading now, not from what I remember, because
right.
I don't remember.
No, you don't.
So what I'm thinking is that someone's coming in relatively soon, and it's going to be a relationship. So you've got to kind of put yourself out there. You know, don't hide in the closet. Put yourself out there because a relationship is coming. I don't need to tell you where or when in terms of where to go to find this relationship. Just don't seclude yourself. You might have a tendency to seclude yourself. Don't do that. On free days, go out. Make yourself publicly available. Go to events where there are people. I don't care where you are. You need to put yourself out, and you're going to have a better chance of connecting with somebody by or near October.
Okay.
Okay, Akansha, we thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Myself, because we're both in private numbers. Okay, 864, Pooja is back. So thank you so much for rejoining us. We apologize.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, we're connected. We had some technical issues that we dialed into the show, which is going to make it a little bit, I think, easier to maintain a connection. So Pooja, you were talking about a man. I'm a little confused. Who told you you were twin souls?
No, I ran into him, and almost immediately I heard the one, I felt the energy stream, and I just knew it, and didn't feel like a soulmate at all. Even now when I connect in, I feel my clarity and connectedness. When I'm away is when I don't feel well and everything goes astray and kind of wrong.
Right.
So
it's totally possible, Pooja, that there is a twin soul connection, but there's not enough information to really make that assessment, at least on our show. We can't, say yes or no without a birth date, first of all. Second, what we discussed earlier was regarding subjective definitions about a twin soul relationship. So feelings themselves cannot be a ground for defining a twin soul relationship. Did you have a specific question about this person?
Yeah, I was just wondering if he's still connected and was still interested. I feel like he's connected quite a bit more, and I'm kind of in a place where I'm ready to go. So I just wanted to know if I should go ahead and take that leap and kind of really find him and go talk to him and do what I need to do, or if he, I feel like he knows more than I do about this and me.
Let me ask you about one of the chapters, perhaps, that you both have shared. And this may seem like a strange question, but totally it's comprehensible. Have you ever cooked or baked or given him any food?
That's what I was told to do, was to invite him to eat and really feed him something. That was exactly what I was told to do. But I was never in a place where I could kind of really invite him in and felt ready to do that yet. So he lived right next door to me, actually. He moved in.
Was that like a message you received, like in a meditation, or was that like a psychic that told you that?
I definitely had a psychic who told me, but I also got it several times. Like, when are you inviting me? When are you inviting me to eat?
Picking up on what the psychic told you. I might be picking up
on the energy field of what you were told, and I'm reading your energy field. But frankly, Pooja, I sense that that's what you need to do. And I don't know. There seems to be what I'm looking at is a cube. And it's almost like a cube, and it's like a homemade candy. I don't know what this is, or a little bakery. I don't know if it's particular to your culture, but there's something.
Oh, sweet, little sweets.
Yeah,
are
little
you,
sweets.
Pooja is Indian, right?
Yes,
right?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, the name's Indian, so you're Indian. And, yeah, I mean, we know we've eaten those little snacks.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. You got to make
some Indian
sweets.
They're little squares, a lot of them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That happened. They sent that to me when I was there. I was waiting for him, and I just for some reason couldn't. Our timing was off a little bit. Like, he would, I think he had some friends and visitors in the same apartment complex that I did, and that's where I ran into him. And he even moved in next door, but by the time he moved in, everything in my life started getting really rocky, and it was kind of weird. Like, I felt like I missed him by like a minute or two on some days. If I had just, you know, ran into him again or saw him again, I would have, that's exactly the guidance I was getting. The sweets are ready. Everything was ready. And so now it's kind of a year later and I still feel him connected, but I don't feel him trying to connect as much, but I could be wrong. I also felt him around me in my hometown.
Yeah. The soul connection, we're talking about soul and spirit, first of all, that can be very exciting because when the soul ignites and recognizes an old soulmate, it can be very, very, very exciting. Now, his light may be off. He may not be connecting yet. So his soul may be sleeping in relation to his consciousness and it's locked in subconsciousness. So that's why he may not be connecting yet because he hasn't turned the subconscious light on of his spirit or his soul, and yours is on. So it's like you got up and you're all excited, you're getting dressed, you're getting ready, and he's still sleeping in bed. And to, you know, in the metaphor of waking up, we're groggy, we're not connected yet to consciousness, we're sort of in between worlds. So there's something that's still pulling him back into the spirit world that is pre-Pooja. There's something not connecting yet. But as soon as that opens up, you know, maybe make him some Indian sweets and maybe he'll wake up. I don't know.
Make us some Indian sweets.
That's what I was wondering is do you get anything about what I should do? Like, how should I just connect more in? I feel like I need to move. I don't know what to do.
This is a complicated answer. But I would say, if you're connecting to him right now, make some sweets and give it to him. I mean, I don't know.
That would be the first step. I mean, we can really.
I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is.
You don't know where he. Well,
I'm not in that apartment complex anymore. Is my problem.
So you don't know where his location is.
No, I mean, I think he's followed a bit. I feel like he's in. I know he's in that town, but I also feel like he's followed and traveled a bit to different areas. And I even know he's been in my hometown. I'm in my hometown for a little bit.
I don't know. You know, maybe after our little brief interaction here, maybe he'll show up. I would need more information and more time to see if I can locate him. I can't do that on the radio right now. But
you're always welcome to call after the show. 562-596-7818 is the number, Pooja. But Yes.
Maybe he'll show up.
Promising, at least. That's exciting. Definitely keep us posted, either on the air or off.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it. All right. We've got a lot of callers, Neil, and we've got 6 minutes. So we're going to be going over today because of our technical difficulties. And everybody is going to be getting a reading.
How many
thanks
calls?
For hanging in there, like five.
Five calls.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we lost some time today. So 856 is next.
Oh, hi. How are you? I haven't talked to you guys for a while.
Oh, it's hi.
It's Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, right. And you're 1231.74?
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay. What's going on?
I'm still working on some stuff, and it's like, I don't know what's going on or what I'm doing wrong or if it's going to happen, or because I know there's a shift in me, a couple of them this past week. So whatever you can get, either way.
Well, I'm getting, Rosemaria, I'm getting a little bit of confusion in employment right now in your job.
Right.
Are you having trouble in your job or with a job?
I'm looking for it. Still waiting for it and to relocate.
Okay, so there's a problem there. That's where your snag is. And that might be the result of something that's even has a deeper root to it. I think the only thing I can do with you, because these readings, we got five people and we've got to make our readings brief. What I'm going to do is let me ask you a question real fast here. Was your mother or father have any alcohol problem, drinking problems?
No, I have somebody in my family, and I know somebody else that has it.
Who is that?
A guy that I'm interested in, and an uncle.
Yeah, it's okay. So I thought it was going to be your father. So it's a male energy. It is in the family. There is a drinking problem. This is a past life father figure.
Okay.
And so something there is causing some of your complications about moving forward. It seems like your psyche is connected to him. So what we would have to do in a more elongated reading with more time is unravel what's going on with your psyche with your uncle and figure that out.
Which wouldn't be possible on the air. That would be it wouldn't be something that could be done on the air because it's going to be more intricate, the detail.
Yeah. You, it's like asking a doctor to do surgery during an office visit.
Right, exactly.
You can't do that. But at least we've identified it. That's the problem.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Rosemaria.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. We have a ringing phone, which should not be on the hook, but anyway, lots of sales calls.
Well, and soon.
Okay, so order for everybody. 404 is next, then 267, 262, and then 415. Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. 404, hi.
Hey, this is Cindy Bentley again.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
How are you guys?
Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
I know you're swamped today. I've been out of the country for a while listening to you guys. It's good. My only thing is this darn partner. I thought maybe everyone told me it'd be the first of the year, but nothing showed up. And
okay, so there's a block. Before
what?
You go on, we need to get your birth date because we can
We're not on yet. Oh, it's 8/24/51.
Okay, 8/24/51. And the last time you called, I don't know, it's probably been over a year, right? It's been
January.
Quite a while. So
yeah, it was
I don't remember, or December
or something.
Okay, I don't remember what was stated at that time, but if there was a prediction about the – I remember we talked about relationship, but if there was a prediction and there's some kind of block preventing the manifestation of that relationship from happening, perhaps we can explore that briefly today.
Are you with this person? Do you know this person?
Pretty cool.
I don't know. I know my twin soul, but that's not going to happen. He was here this weekend, and he gives me support, but he's a giant light healer, light worker all over the world, and I need somebody to support me. I need a partner is what I need, a male partner.
Well, if this is your twin soul, then that would, I mean, then there should be a partnership there. The twin souls are together, they stay together.
Well, maybe it's not the twin soul then. He's just there to help me, but he helps me energetically with different things. And I need a live-in partnership, which I keep thinking I'm finding it, and things go well, but it's just,
open. Are you divorced? I can't recall, Cindy. Are you divorced?
Yes, I've been divorced for 5 years.
Okay. So readjustment.
My frequency is pretty high, and I really have to have some alignment.
That may be. But even if we consider frequency alignment, I'm going to say that you're going to have to be 66 years old. We may be looking at the journey between 65 and 66 for this person to come in. When you're 66, you will have gone through 22 cycles of your master number.
66, yeah, 22 cycles.
So I think we have to look at the multiples of your master number 3. 65 coming up is not a multiple. 66 is.
And
but,
she was divorced 5 years ago, which was the doubling of her karmic number, 60. So at 60, you were divorced, you said?
Yeah. Yes, I was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 30 times 2.
Yeah, so at 66, which will be another multiple of 3, that will be 6 years since your divorce. That's where I think we're going to see the person coming in. So we're
Let me ask you this question. I think I've met this person because he's not really ready either.